This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Man, I love that music, Karen.
Thank you. I picked that out myself.
Yeah, I know you did. What a great taste you have in music.
Yes.
Well, welcome to Wednesday Live here at WCNO Christian Radio at 9.9 FM on your dial.
That's right.
And this is David Francoeur filling in again for Jonathan McLean, who is out of town. And I have with me in the studio today Karen Hubbard.
Good morning.
The voice of the community calendar. And do a great job with that, Karen.
Oh, thank you. We need more announcements.
Well, we do. Let's talk about that. Before I introduce our guest for the first part of this hour.
Yes, if you have any type of event going on that's free and open to the public, you know, whether it's your church, your 501c3, your ministry, any kind of event that you'd like us to announce to let people know about, we'll be happy to put that on the community calendar free of charge. And, of course, again, the event needs to be free and open to the public. If there's any kind of, donation required for a ticket or something like that, then we would not be able to put that on the community calendar. But, if you're having a potluck, garage sale, any kind of event going on that you'd like people to know about, just you can email us wcno@wcno.com, or you could fax 772-221-8716.
Wow, even I don't remember that one.
I remember that in the recesses of my brain.
Well, you have better recesses than I do. Anyway, this morning we're welcoming a good friend of this ministry, John Nelson, of the ministry Families Recover. John, good morning, brother.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Blessed, alive, and well, excited that you're here via the telephone. Before we get into the specifics of what you wanted to share with us today, tell our listeners, some of whom do not know, what Families Recover is all about.
Well, we started about 10 years, the 10th anniversary. We started with Families Against Drunk Driving. We had some stuff going on in our family and some friends, and we were reaching out to the community and leaders and in state associations trying to get help with these issues. And after a whole lot of closed doors, we decided that we would start something and become a 501c3 that was more of a ground level addiction and alcoholic related type of ministry, and here we are 10 years later. We used to do a whole lot of events and taking people and kids down to stadium events, the Miami Heat, the Miami Dolphins. COVID kind of changed all that direction. But we're still involved with a whole lot of we've turned more education and prevention and more hands-on with helping the families cope with addiction, which is huge.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff going on in that area. You know, we have 3,000 people dying a day from overdose in the United States.
Wow.
And, you know, and that doesn't mean that it's less alcoholic stuff. We were just on Channel 5 last week where that gentleman had hit the lady down in Hopestown head-on on US 1. Thank God nobody died. And if you were to look at those cars...
Yeah,
you know,
think so.
There's still 145 people a day dying from DUI death.
Wow, yes.
So, you know, we're just trying to make a difference in that area locally, and we're designing programs that can be presented to the schools, assemblies with the parents and the teachers. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people that are going around town, around the country doing that now, but they charge up to $20,000 a school district. School districts don't have that kind of money.
So they're looking at stuff
in Washington to be able to get bond money to be able to put that together and actually present it on a national level.
Wow.
So there's some exciting stuff going on. COVID kind of nipped everybody's tail.
It did, yes.
You know,
we're coming back.
Some of our really big people that helped us with our golf tournament over the years, I had to go in different directions. And I understand that, you know, when there's something going on in the world.
Yeah,
people adjust their giving. I mean,
they do.
I'm sure you guys seen that through your own fundraising for the radio station.
Oh yeah, it's had an impact.
God always makes a way.
Well, always, you know, and that's. I wanted to. You mentioned the golf tournament, and we know that had to be rescheduled because of COVID. But that's now back on the books. Now it's a little bit down the road, but it's never too early to talk about it.
Well, you know, we've always done it at PJ National over the years, and they were great hosts. You know, and our friends that were part of it and actually worked for PJ of America has taken over a local golf course, and it's called Trident. It's over there at the Club Med property. And we actually weren't going to do no more golf tournaments. It takes a lot of effort. We're already about 3 months behind. You need 9 months to put one of those events together.
I would imagine.
There's a lot that goes on to make it successful. You know, you just don't flip the switch one day, put a flyer on the internet, and all of a sudden you have 100 people showing up. It just doesn't work that way.
No.
But
no,
anyway, Bob called me up a couple weeks ago. The course is beautiful. They've got simulators. There's a whole lot of kid-oriented stuff. The PGA itself is really, and we're really geared towards kids more than anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
Still taking calls. I want to put that plug in before I stop. We've been advertising for about a year on WCNO, and there's not a day that goes by that we don't get a phone call because of that advertisement.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
Family calling to see, what should we do?
Yeah.
What can we do?
You know,
and that's where the golf tournament comes in. I mean, we've floated that. Thank God that we own a business locally and we're able to keep things going in the right direction with the nonprofit through our own devices. But, you know, we were able to be self-sustaining prior to COVID, and now we're going to do the golf tournament and see if we can get some great sponsors and make it self-sustaining again for 2022.
Well, I know we'll be promoting this several times before it's due, but we're looking at the beginning of next summer of 2022, right?
Sure.
So what are the dates? I mean, some people want to get on their calendar early, right?
We're June 17th.
Okay.
It's going to be a Friday at noon. We have found with a whole lot of advice from people in the industry that have done events, leaders in companies, they don't mind doing a Friday afternoon. It gives them a chance to maybe spoil some employees. Not always the leaders.
Yeah.
You know, companies are made up of people that make it happen behind the scenes. It ain't always management.
True. Absolutely.
And a lot of times it isn't management.
Yeah.
You know, you have a whole lot of people that are involved behind the scenes. So, you know, it's going to be June 17th at Trident. It's over there in the Club Med facility in Port St. Lucie. They're going to try to get us day passes so they can bring families. If they've never toured Club Med in a listening audience, and I'm not plugging them, it's an incredible facility. And it's been here for a long time. I never realized. I've been here 20 years, and it's been here a lot longer than that.
Oh, yeah.
So we're pretty excited about that. I mean, we got some other stuff. We're trying to do heat events, but still kind of restricted for the kids' activities for COVID. So we're going to put a lot of effort into raising awareness through the golf tournament. And we know God's going to deliver because he always does.
No question about that. I wanted to, before I'm going to ask you, and I asked you over the phone before we went on the air, tell a story, give a witness about, without mentioning names per se, you know, what one life that's been touched by the Families Recover Ministry. But before you do that, people will probably want to know how to get in touch with you. And I know there's a website that they can go to, right?
Yes.
And what would that be?
www.familiesrecover.org.
Now, on that website, do you have information on the golf tournament, right?
We have the new flyer up.
Okay.
We have testimonies of what's going on over the past. We were restructuring. We had a glitch where we almost got the complete. You know, it's crazy. I don't know anything about computers. I can build you a skyscraper.
Yeah.
Don't make me run a website.
I understand
You're
completely.
You're the wrong guy. So, in essence, I actually we're actually restructuring some of that. But you know, it's amazing if you got the right person for the right job, what they can find in the back door of your internet. Which I don't know nothing about that stuff.
Yeah,
but we got all kinds of stuff. You can actually reach out to us. We got a whole glossary of rehab centers. Mm-hmm. You know, I prefer people to call me direct on that. You know, I'm pretty much firm about who we do business with.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do business with rehabilitation centers that are actually teaching God and actually teaching the fact that you don't have to be dependent on another substance to get off of something.
Amen. Amen.
So, you know, there's a lot of facilities that are local that have been here a long time that once you're detoxed from a certain substance, they're not going to let you stay on pills to maintain a lifestyle.
Amen.
You know, once God frees you from that, unless you have a, listen, I have a medication I take. I'm not embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chemically imbalanced in an area. God made doctors for a reason.
Right.
And yep. I encourage people, if you're suffering and you haven't sought outside help, do it. But go to a legitimate person, not someone that's just going to try to write your prescription.
That's I
you
know that's
as far
a danger.
As a testimony, I want to use someone that's actually in my family. Last year, I decided to get ordained, and I'm a pastor.
Yeah,
and that's
nice.
Something that we're getting ready to put up on the website. So my first wedding was a family member of mine that actually 2 years ago was in a coma.
Yeah.
Induced into a coma with a 0.4 alcohol.
Wow.
For 0.35 of Xanax, and he was clinically going to die if they didn't put him in a coma.
Wow.
Woke up one day and hasn't used the substance since.
Praise the
and
Lord.
And then actually asked me to marry him and his wife, my great niece and nephew, and a whole bunch of other people in the community.
Wow.
Down on the beach. And, you know, I was in that treatment center last night, and a kid looked at me, and he'd been to 22 rehab centers, and he ain't even 30. And he said, I don't know what's different this time.
Hmm.
I was in the end of my ropes. Suicide was a thought. I'm completely defeated. And I said, God delivered you.
Amen.
You're here into this rehab center. You never have to come back to one of these centers again if you do it right this time.
Praise the Lord.
You know, people fail to realize, and I try to be a messenger of that because there's so many people that are so far away from the Bible these days that they think that everything that was in the Bible was people that didn't fail. But when they were released from Egypt, they turned away from God how many times?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
You know, as soon as the wall got a little too tall,
yeah,
we're going to go on to our, you know, and that's how addiction is.
Mm-hmm.
When it maybe it gets a little too good, maybe it gets a little too bad. Most of the time it gets good fast, and you forget that you just can't touch that substance.
Amen. You can't ever go back.
You know, right. Like Adam eating that apple. You think Adam might have looked back on that and said, damn, I should have left that apple alone.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, of course, he blamed Eve, too, which is not a good thing.
No.
No, because, but I want to, we're almost out of time in this segment, John, and I wanted to ask you to, to pray, to if you would lift up, I'm just going to ask you specifically, in our listening area, you know, there's about 7.5 million people. They're probably not all listening, but would you pray for the state of Florida and particularly for this, the people in our listening area, those that have addictions, whatever that addiction might be, for their deliverance?
Absolutely. And, you know, it could be food, it could be sex, it could be money, it could be work, it could be, you know, you think a healthy addiction, and it's not.
Exactly.
And anyway, Father, we just thank you so much for the state we live in. We thank you for the administration that's making decisions in the area of addiction and in the area of trafficking and just all the horrific stuff that goes on, and being one of the biggest hubs for rehabilitation centers in the eastern seaboard of America. We just pray for these centers that are doing it the right way.
Jesus.
And we're actually praying for the ones that are not doing it the right way with a medicated treatment plan, that they get touched to maybe change their ways from profit to life, to save the souls, to save the families from more heartache, Father. And we just thank you that your birthday's coming up, and I just can't wait.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Brother, thank you so much. Before we go to our next section, is there a last word you'd like to offer for our listeners?
Well, we're looking for sponsors. We like corporate sponsors. We're going to be talking about them a lot on the radio. We're probably going to move up our advertising dollars once we get some sponsorships in on WCNO. We will have Channel 5 and Channel 12. They usually show up to the event and actually golf the event, along with some other personalities. It's just a great way to get the message out. You know, we're not looking to be rich at this. We're just looking to be able to save some lives, and that takes money. So if there's any corporate, we're a 501c3 nonprofit for 10 years, so it's completely tax deductible.
Cool.
You know, we're encouraging the advertisers on WCNO. We didn't get our first phone call for about 4 months. And I'm like, okay, we're spending money. And we weren't spending a great deal of money. And then all of a sudden the phone started ringing. You know, it's repetitiveness. It's like going past McDonald's. When he opened up McDonald's, you know, the first time you drove past it, you didn't go in.
Yeah,
the
for 10th sure.
time you didn't go in, but the 50th time you drove by, you said there's got to be something going on there. So we're
right.
just encouraging
yeah.
everybody to reach out to your station, because, you know, we're headed in the right direction, and God is touching lives through WCNO.
And one more time, give us the website people can go to get information, to donate, you know, to sign up for this.
www.familiesrecover.org. Or you can reach out to me personally, John Nelson, 772-285-5828. That is my phone, and I do answer it.
Praise the Lord, as you did for this interview. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Brother, thank you. Thank you for being on our air today.
Day.
But thank you for serving the Lord in the way you do, brother.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Wow, man, it's just always nice to hear from John. And, you know, God is blessing what he's doing, and lives are being changed. And, you know, the thing that struck me, John, is he's a real guy. By that, I mean,
right.
you know, he's been through, you know, like, and I drug myself through the gutter for many years doing various things that were not of the Lord. And God, when he saved me,
yeah.
he started me on a process of saving.
That's right.
You know,
awesome.
So anyway, while we were talking, guess who showed up?
Who did?
Ma and Pa are here.
Right.
You know, and because Jonathan's out of town this time, we have another person who's taking over the narrator spot, Colin McCrelney. Just you know, he's from Scotland. So this is Colin McCrelney filling in for Jonathan McLean. God is moving today concerning covenants he made with his people over the centuries. Many faithful believers perceive that the second coming of Christ approaches, and a sense of urgency is raising up the body of Christ. While there are some who have other opinions on the matter, several issues have been raised concerning the current state of the church, which bear closer scrutiny. When Jesus does return, he will want to find his church unified. This expectation is a strong thread of revelation that runs throughout the New Testament. On one citation from John's Gospel, Jesus prays for his church and says the following to the Father: "All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one." At the heart of this prayer is the godly desire that every Christian is united to God and to each other at the most fundamental spiritual level, and that no divisions exist that could cause dissension or upset in the body of Christ. This unity, in fact, is a crucial element in the nature of evangelism that will occur as the second coming approaches. This kind of unity is not something human beings can make happen. It is purely the work of divine grace. The church, however, must be willing to receive this grace. Many believers understand the need for profound unity. They seek to be instruments of the special healing grace needed to introduce God's people to a movement of the Spirit that will enable the breaking down of barriers to unity which exist today among Christian denominations. Ma and Pa are very committed to unity. When they find others who are still embedded in prejudicial mindsets, they seek to edify them. They are in conversation today concerning a recent encounter that was, in a word, painful.
"Oh, Pa, I am so glad we're home. I gotta tell you, that conversation we had a bit ago still stings my spirit."
"Yeah, me too. We first started talking to old Bert down at the feed store, I had no idea we'd end up getting cussed out."
"Oh, Pa, I didn't know he knew all them words. My daddy was in the Navy, and I don't think he even knew some of them."
"What really surprises me is old Bert is someone we know from the church, and he's one of the most active people in the congregation. Well, he even teaches Bible studies, and I thought he was 100% on deck with what God's Word said about Christian unity."
"Me too. Why, he's been involved in most of the programs the local churches do to come together and overcome any barriers we have to knowing each other better."
"Well, that's what gave me the biggest surprise, Ma. And now, you know, I can't even remember just how we all got into that painful discussion."
"Well, you mentioned to Bert that you was going to be meeting with the pastor at Primitive Gospel Church of the Eternal Word next week."
"That's right. Well, me and Pastor Elkins are going to put together a breakfast for all the area pastors. Then old Bert said, well, watch out that none of their snakes gets loose."
"I tell you, Pa, the look on your face was priceless."
"Well, I couldn't believe old Bert would say such a thing. And when I said, Bert, you know they don't have anything with snakes. And he said, well, I heard they dance around with snakes and sometimes baby gators."
"Land sakes, Pa. We know they don't do any of that."
"Of course they don't. So I told old Bert that, and he says, well, I know someone who attends that church, and that's what they told me. So I asked him who it was, and he said that old Maynard Pomfret told him."
"Maynard Pomfret? Didn't he get thrown out of that church for stealing from the collection plate?"
"Yeah, but he said he was only making change for a 50. But I believe old Maynard said those things to Bert because he wanted to put the church in a bad light."
"Yeah, me too. Maynard is a real piece of work, all right. When Pastor Breckenridge was still at our church and old Maynard was a member, he got real upset with the pastor for something he said. And he stuffed a big old potato up the tailpipe of his car."
"Yeah, and when Pastor Breckenridge started the car, well, that potato shot out of the tailpipe like a rocket. It flew over 150 yards and crashed through the window of the mayor's office. The mayor got hit in the head, knocked unconscious, and got rushed to the hospital."
"That's right. And then it busted through the wall into the police station and landed in the desk sergeant's mouth. All his front teeth got knocked out."
"Maynard got in trouble for that. The police lifted one of his fingerprints from a chunk of potato. He got off with a fine in community service, but he ain't changed much. He gets angry at folks and makes stuff up."
"Well, he ain't the only one, Pa. You know, last week I was talking to Maisie Braswell down at Lula's Knitwit store. You know, I'm going to knit sweaters for family Christmas gifts. Anyway, old Maisie lives across from the Methodist Church downtown. She said she can't listen when their choir practice is on Wednesday nights because the hymns they sing are so ancient.
Ancient? What does she mean by that?
Well, their pastor likes those traditional hymns. Anything what goes with their pipe organ, they play as loud as they can, at least according to Maisie. She said she don't like Methodists because of the music they sing.
I know old Maisie goes to the Hallelujah Praise Temple, and they like all that contemporary music. But it's not right to dislike folks because of things like the music they play or the way they might dress or how they decorate their churches.
Yeah, you're right, Pa. And this is exactly the kind of thing we've been fighting in the local body of Christ. How can the church have any unity when folks have such hard prejudices about their brothers and sisters in other churches?
It's kind of odd in a way, Ma. You know, I remember reading in a Bible commentary about in the early church how all them pagan folks got prejudices about Christianity based on rumors that were told by folks who hated Christians. I'd have thought Bible-believing folks who read God's Word today would be strong when it came to being in close fellowship with other Christians.
Yeah, but it seems that same kind of prejudice what keeps us Christians from coming together.
For sure, Ma. Why? You know, I talk to Episcopalians who are afraid of the Pentecostals, and Pentecostals who get twitchy about the Charismatics, and Charismatics who avoid Baptists, and all of them don't dare loiter anywhere near a Catholic church. But, Ma, I know folks in all them denominations. When I ask them what they believe, it's all the same thing. It's the biblical gospel. It's Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Yep, we know what the problem is, Pa. Folks have got so invested in what makes them different from each other that they ain't taking the time to look at what makes them the same and what binds them into the body of Christ.
That's right. And, you know, it's way past time for the church to start coming together. Folks like Maynard Pomfret and Maisie Braswell have got to face their fears and decide to get close to other Christians. Ma, the walls that separate us have to come down.
You know, that's easier said than done. We're talking about generations of prejudice being passed down from parents to children, even though at the time they thought it was to be helpful. But all it's done is thicken the barriers between and among us.
Speaking of thickening, Maynard and Maisie got thick skulls. Truth comes at them, and it bounces off their minds like a bird off a windshield. You know, you and I have talked to folks like them till our tongues are chapped, and they still don't listen.
Yeah, and that's why the church is called a prayer, Pa. We know that any movement of the Holy Spirit to bring unity has to be done with a huge amount of grace. Remember that you and me used to think just like old Maynard and Maisie. We were afraid of other denominations because they didn't do things like we did. And we were taught to distrust folks who weren't like us.
Yeah. Well, I know we were blessed to get stronger in the Spirit, and then God could open up our hearts to love people we couldn't love before.
Yeah, and I think that's what we have to continue to pray for God's love to melt hard hearts, and in that melting, to release an abiding desire for Christians to be in communion with each other and with God, and to stand shoulder to shoulder in these last days.
Amen. This is a call to battle. Prayer warriors standing for God's truth and for the needed healing in today's body of Christ. And, you know, I know some folks we can enlist in this prayer work, Ma.
And I know some, too. Let's get on the phone and get a meeting scheduled.
You remember about 5 years ago we had that old shed where we stored odds and ends for the farm? We had fertilizer and seed in there. And then we built a bigger, better shed for all that stuff and forgot about the old shed. Then one day I decided to knock it down, and I did. And a couple of weeks later, I was going by where it was, and there was all kinds of plants growing. Once the shed was gone, the sun got to all them seeds, what got scattered on the ground, and they grew. I got a desire of my heart that looks like that. A desire for the body of Christ once the spiritual walls and roofs fall down.
Pa, I think you painted the best picture of what our prayer focus should be.
Well, let's give God the glory, Ma. And you know, I'm thinking I'm going to give old Maynard a call. See if he'll help me with the breakfast Pastor Elkins and me are putting on. I'll tell him they're serving rattlesnake and gator tail and see what he says.
Oh, Pa.
Ma and Pa have gotten right down to the basic prayer need for the healing of the church.
prayer for the spirit of fear to be banished from the body of Christ, and for a passionate desire to enjoy the uniting of all Christians in the power of the Holy Spirit. Ultimately, it is the work of God, and he will bring to fruition the prayer of his own son, Jesus, that prayer that started this program. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you've given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. Are you ready to join Jesus and so many other Christian brothers and sisters in this prayer? It is time, my friends. It is surely time. Well, amen. There's Ma and Pa and our new friend, Colin McCrillney, who is filling in for Jonathan today. We always appreciate that. We're going to go to the a promo and a little music, and then we're going to be introducing a wonderful author of a wonderful children's Christmas book.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationship among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders, inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity, bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us by phone at 772-324-9313.
Oh, every people will call on your name.
Welcome back to Wednesday Live, and we have with us a wonderful guest who is an author. Her name is Yannick Lewis, and she has written a wonderful children's Christmas book entitled A Perfect Place for a Perfect Reunion. And Yannick, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. I did go through, I read the book.
Thank you.
And I want you to share with us how this came to you. How did God get you to write this book? I think it's an amazing, it's the first book I have seen for children, or for anybody really, because it's a great book for adults too, that ties in the Christmas story to the whole of God's story in the Bible, Old and New Testament.
Well, I love God has taken me from the beginning. I've been reading Genesis, and from there, everything is from Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Everything afterward is from Genesis. So as I read the Christmas story, and you can tie it up from there into the Christmas, into the Nativity.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I, for me, like you said, a lot of the books that we see, the Christmas books, they start in the manger in Bethlehem. But Jesus, I wanted to portray that Jesus really was from the beginning. And if you can see, a lot of people don't understand that Jesus really was from the beginning. So that's mm-hmm. what I wanted to show.
I like that, because it really is important to tie in Old and New Testament, because St. Paul does that when he talks about the new Adam and the old Adam. Jesus is the new Adam. The old Adam took humanity into sin, and the new Adam is going to save humanity from the sin. Yes. And but again, I thought that, wow, and especially for children,
yes,
that to get that message, that's big. I mean, that's huge.
Yes.
You know, how much of you is in this, Yannick?
Well, I love Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
We celebrated Christmas so much.
Yeah.
I am from Haiti. So in Haiti, this is from Haiti. This is my heart from Haiti to here.
Okay, I can see that.
And, you know, we love we celebrated Christmas. And it was such an expectation for us. It was joy.
Mm.
We waited. We were happy, and we had Christmas carols been sung from November. That's all you hear.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's all we heard, and we sang, and the churches. We celebrate. The churches were excited. We were all excited. It was a wonderful time.
Do you've been in the States for a while, I gather?
Yes, yes.
And now comparing your experiences, as I'm hearing you speak about it from Haiti,
mm-hmm.
to here, because I know here, it's tough to get any kind of spiritual understanding in the secular world. I mean, they just don't come together. It's like oil and water. And I can kind of grieve over the all the secularization of the holidays. And in fact, most people, you got to, you know, I'll always say to a clerk, Merry Christmas. You know, they're happy holidays or whatever, all that generic stuff. But I'm just going to ask you, is that a particular incentive to produce this book here, to kind of reintroduce people to the real meaning of Christmas?
It is. It is. The Christmas story, we celebrate it each year.
Mm-hmm.
And the church really has to take hold, take back Christmas.
Yes.
And that's the way to just bring the message. Every year, we have to bring the message. And we don't have to I mean, Christmas is every year, every day. Right. Should be, because we have a wonderful Savior, and he needs to be told about. He needs to be presented all the time.
Amen. His story needs to be heard.
Yes, yes.
Now, how can people get a hold of your book? I'm going to give people the title. It's a title is A Perfect Place for a Perfect Reunion by Yannick Lewis, and I was going to see it's being published by, destinedtopublish.com?
Yeah. Yes,
So how can they get a hold of this book?
It's on Amazon.
Amazon,
Yes. And for now, it is just on Amazon, yes.
But that's an excellent platform for people to go and acquire it.
Yes.
It's usually the first place people go.
I got to admit. Yeah, yes. I go there. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I know, you know, in the story itself, you know, it's you know, I'm sure you're reminiscing about your childhood where your father would read the Christmas story to you.
Yes.
And so the book opens up with that. You know, you're hearing the story and like you drift off into a dream. And then that picks up from the creation story.
Right.
So I just think it's so wonderful how you brought that in, and as if you were participating in it and you saw it in the dream, mm-hmm. you know, from the beginning where God was putting Adam in the garden and creating that perfect man. And, and then it just goes on to tell for the foretelling of Jesus coming.
That's it. It is. We have people have to be able, not just children, they have to be able to trace the story of God.
Yeah.
They have to be able, because without God, there's no Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
So we have, it starts from the beginning.
Well, in God's perfect plan, which he formulated before he made anything anybody,
that's right,
included at the right time in human history, the birth of Jesus.
Yes.
And so we have to stop thinking in chunks of history, because the Bible, even though, my sense of history is 71 years long, because that's how old I am. And that's how most human beings are, apart from that, they're not interested in the past, and they have no evidence for the future. Mm-hmm. But in the Bible, it's one of the greatest books for a lot of reasons. But one is, and you're pointing this out in your book, Yannick, is you're intentionally tying together, show an unbroken line.
That's right.
Of God's grace and his love from day one until the end of time.
That's right. That's right.
And I love that. Yes. I love that. And I was going to ask you, that's obviously the Holy Spirit anointing on you, but when you first envisioned this book, was that part of what God told you to do, how to write this book?
Well, this book was it wasn't so long, but it was long in the making. Uh-huh. So I really, you know, just like I had another interview the other day, I don't know how I came up with the idea. So
I'm going to give God the glory and the credit for
that.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was just like, you know, I said, even I, so when she asked me, I said, how did I come up with the reunion? Mm-hmm. So that's, I guess it has to be God.
I believe so. And I particularly, you know, the word reunion, because, you know, what I've heard you say is how deeply invested you are in family.
Yes.
And that's not only a cultural thing from AT, but it's also a Christian cultural thing.
Yes.
Because we're part of the body of Christ. We are the family of God.
Yes.
And throughout the year, there are various times in the church calendar when we have things we celebrate as the family of God, but it is the birth of Christ.
That's right.
How critical, you know, the Christmas and Easter go together as the most
That's powerful. Right. Yeah. Seasons.
That's right.
In the church year, but it's for the family of God.
That's right.
And I just want to recommend to our listeners, listen, you have never seen a book like this. And now, if you wrote this one, God may have another book for you,
yes,
Yannick. But
yes.
You have never seen a book like this that brings the Christmas story together. And it is for children, but I'm an adult.
Yes.
I've been an adult for a long time. Although my wife may disagree with you based on some of the things I do, but I was just blessed in reading this book because of the reminder that God, that through your work, God gave me in the writing of this book about what the whole plan of God.
Yes.
See, God never leaves us alone. God has got a whole plan. It's perfect, and He's working it out, and we're all part of it.
Yes, yes.
And I want to profoundly recommend people, I'm holding this up like people can see it, and of course they can't, but A Perfect Place for a Perfect Reunion by Yannick Lewis is a must-have for this Christmas. If you order it now, I know usually Amazon with books, I don't, depends, but since they have it, and it's a first run.
Right.
They should be able to get it in a few days.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. And I don't know what it is.
You mean as the price?
Yeah.
$16.
Okay. And tell you what, that's a tiny price to pay for such a big story.
I want to make a beautiful gift.
Yes.
You know, for children that you have in your life.
Yes.
Even families that.
Yeah.
You know that they don't know Jesus.
Right.
I mean, it's just such a,
yes,
just a beautiful story.
Yes. Well, I'm going to order some for the neighborhood kids.
That's nice. Awesome. Thank you.
You know, mm-hmm. And so, because they, and some, their parents are churchgoers and some they're not. But,
you know, I think back to my own childhood, because it was during Christmas time, because like you, I loved Christmas. I always felt safe and secure. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just, you know, like come November, like after Thanksgiving, it was like, oh, it's, you know, it's like we hunkered down for the, you know, the Christmas up till New Year's. Mm-hmm. And it was just, the house was just filled. There were seven of us. So the house was just filled with laughter and, you know, all of the great stuff. And it was, you know, when I was 5 or 6 years old, when I, you know, I knew that God was real. And I knew that Jesus came for us. I didn't quite understand, you know, the having to receive him and everything. But I, you know, as much as I could at that time, received him. But, you know, just knowing that God was real. And that was my first great memory of, you know, realizing that God was a real God. But I never, mm-hmm, I just thought, okay, this is the start of everything.
Right.
Jesus in the manger. Yeah. And I never thought anything back further than that.
That's right.
So this is just a wonderful, yes, way to tie it all in together.
It is also real time to start the children,
mm-hmm,
thinking, yeah, because the children are easily, they can pick it up.
Yes.
And once you start the children to think about God, it stays with them.
Mm-hmm. It exactly.
stays with them. And knowing that the children will know that God is for them.
Amen.
God yes, came for okay. them. It is a good time. It is a good, it's a message that needs to be repeated all the time.
Especially Amen. Today,
yes.
our kids are under so much attack
yes.
in the
yes.
world, and if they're in secular education, they're yes. constantly being fed lies, basically.
That's
I mean, and some things are true, but yes. There's a lot of lies when it comes to social issues and such as
That's
that.
Right, yes.
And especially things that are important to not just to the body of Christ, but mm-hmm. truth for the world.
That's right.
And if it weren't, it has to be in the parents in the home bringing God's truth, because the kids aren't going to get it
That's right. That's
out
right.
there.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think this book will stand yeah. apart yes. from anything else that's been printed, I think, for kids especially, to yes. speak that truth in a way they can grasp.
Yes.
We have a couple of minutes yet, Pa, before we close. We have some prayers and some thanksgivings. But and I also, I note you've spent many, many decades probably as a pediatric nurse.
Yes, yes.
And yes. I thank you for that service, because
yes.
it's a frontline ministry.
Yes, yes.
And you brought Christ to them, the healer
yes.
and the lover of people
yes.
to those kids. And I can't thank you enough for what you've done. But out of that, in the crucible of your own heart, this book is the sweet fruit of those years of loving children in Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm thankful. I give God the glory, and I thank you for being faithful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yannick.
Yes.
Stay with us. We're going to have a few minutes, but Karen, we had a passel of things from folks, our listeners, who wanted to share. I'll tell you what, I'll close off with prayer. Would you start with what I call the good guy letters?
Yes, just some listener letters. So we received this from Heather. Dear brothers and sisters at WCNO Radio, when I think of all my blessings, I definitely think of this radio station and all you do. I got very busy in October, and I never got a chance to send a donation. Thank you for all you do in this community. Even though I listen by internet now in Miami, I'm still so blessed by the station. May God bless all of you at Thanksgiving and into the new year. With
wow.
much appreciation. So that's Heather.
Heather,
God bless
thank
you, Heather. We didn't know that you moved. God bless you.
And you can catch us live streaming on our website, WCNO.com.
Yeah, and that's apparently how she's listening.
Yep.
And also we have the app, the WCNO app.
Yep, I have it on my phone.
Yes, as do I. And another letter here from Diane in Tequesta. Lovely Diane. She said, God bless you, and thanks for all you do to spread the gospel. Merry Christmas. Thank
wow.
you, Diane. God
Thank
bless you.
Thank you, Diane. Very faithful.
And then I think this is our first Christmas card from another faithful listener, and this is Janine. And she said, the card says, celebrating the glorious birth of Jesus and wishing you a Christmas filled with his goodness, grace, peace, and light. Thank you for all you do in his name. That's
Amen.
Janine.
Thank you, Janine. We know we'll have more notes from people. We thank you for responding to us, for encouraging us, and for asking us to pray for you. And we have several prayer requests I'd like to mention. We have one of our dear friends of the ministry, Sharon, lets us know when there are special needs out there. And thank you, Sharon, for that. She asks us to pray for Roscoe and his family. His wife, Audrey, passed away suddenly on Monday. And that they were missionaries in the Bahamas. And that's always a deep loss. So, Lord, we just pray for Roscoe right now and his family, all those who are missing Audrey, who loved her and enjoyed her company, her presence, her ministry, side by side with them. And Lord, even though they know that she is with you, Father, they grieve her loss, that her presence has been taken from them by her passing. And Father, in this place of grieving and in what may be perceived as an emptiness, Father, we pray that you would fill that space with that rich love that you have for them, Father, and to minister to them in their grieving, and slowly over time enable them to pass from a place of pain to a place of appreciation for the life of Audrey and for where she is now, and that they too look forward to their time to be with her in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name. We have Carolyn who writes asking for pray for her and her family. And we do just lift her up to you, Father God. You know their needs. And you know particularly what are most crucial right now to deal with. And so we just pray, Father, that you would move powerfully, wonderfully, and miraculously in this family's needs, Father, to bless them, to bring them unity one to another, to heal any dissension or differences that the enemy might have gotten into and caused anger, upset, whatever. Father, we pray that your Spirit would wash them with the blood of Christ and heal and deliver and bless this family in Jesus' name. Thank you. And then we have from, and I don't have anything but an initial, so C, down in West Palm Beach, that their family again has all the things that have been going on, ill effects, they've been impacted by all the vagaries of life that we've been dealing with, and they're hurting. So for C's family, Father, we just ask you to bless them, deliver them from the hurts and pains of just living daily life, and fill them with your Spirit, Father God. May they find they can rest in the lap of the Father, whom we can call Abba. And sometimes when Jesus knew that we had to call the Father Abba, because like three-year-olds, we want to jump in his lap and just be comforted. And we pray for this family, that they could be in your lap, Father God, being comforted by your grace. For Jesus' name we ask. Amen. And give you thanks, Father God.
Amen. Amen.
Time is almost up. We have a little less than 2 minutes. And I'm going to play our closing. But before I do, again, a perfect place for a perfect reunion, available on Amazon by Yannick Lewis. Thank you for being with us. You know, I have a feeling you're going to come back.
Amen.
And it might even be because you have another book, because there's more than one book here I think God's going to give you. Yes. God bless you. Yes. Everybody, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Because there's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can't move, all things are possible.
Thanks for listening to Wednesday Live today, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. For information relating to their mission and ministry, go to tccalliance.com. Until next Wednesday, may the Lord shower you with blessings.